From WBEZ Chicago and Illinois Public Radio, you're listening to Prison Cast, a special radio show that connects you locked up in Illinois prisons and jails with you, the listener, on the outside. I'm Erin Allen. Every episode of Prison Cast starts with us talking to people affected by incarceration to learn what issues and topics you want us to cover. We regularly visit prisons across the state, and we mail surveys to you in prisons and jails in Illinois. If you have email access, you can always reach us at prisoncast@wbez.org. And if you are listening today on the outside, you might not know this, but everybody in Illinois prisons gets a tablet, kind of like a low-tech, highly regulated iPad. It's a rare portal to the outside world. And a lot of you serving time have written to us about how much you've been using an app that launched on these tablets last year called Edovo. It's an educational platform where people can take classes, watch videos, do research, and of course, listen to Prison Cast. Yarmel at Illinois River Correctional Center writes, "Edovo has been a game changer." So in our survey, we asked you to send in your questions and feedback about Edovo. And today, we're going to read some of your messages and get some insider info on how to best use the platform. Joining me today is John Timponi, the Chief Creative Officer of Edovo. Hey, John.
Hello, hello. Thanks for having me.
And I do want to note that Prison Cast is a client of Edovo. It's one of the few ways that we can share news directly with people in prisons. Okay, let's get into it. John, there is so much material on Edovo. So I guess my first question is, what are some of the things people can do on the app that they might not know about?
That's a tricky question. I think people who use the app for a long time probably have found that there is almost a never-ending pool of content that they can go through and find. There's anything from the educational end, preparing for GED, preparing for HISET. There's all of your college curriculum prep, substance use curriculums, domestic violence curriculums. There's a lot of religious materials on there. There's information on reentry. And really what we try to do is to offer anything and everything that we can. So when somebody on the inside is digging through the platform, they can really find what's going to help them succeed at the stage of their life that they find themselves within.
I want to turn now to some messages we got from our listeners inside prison. A lot of the questions people wanted to ask you are in the form of requests for new kinds of resources that they would like to see on the app. Vino at Menard Correctional Center asked for more financial literacy classes. Marville at Pinckneyville Prison requested more Black history lessons. And D at Sheridan Prison asked, is it possible to add more content about cutting and braiding hair? Now, John, as you're hearing that, can you just peel back the curtain a little and let us know, how do you decide what goes on the app and what doesn't?
A lot of what decides what goes on our application comes from those who have already made those materials and want to distribute it to incarcerated people. So whether you're talking about financial literacy or you're talking about braiding hair, you know, we're not going to necessarily be the experts on each and every topic, but we want to work with those experts to get that out there to the people on the inside who want it and need it. So the biggest thing that I always tell people on the inside when I'm in and talking to folks about materials that they might want to see on the platform is to see if they already know somebody who's made that content, if their family or friends on the outside can find somebody who's made that content and tell them to reach out to us.
Tell me why you feel it's important to make educational courses widely available to people in prison, some of whom might spend the rest of their lives behind bars.
I think for me, that's an easier one to answer because I've worked with Edovo since the beginning. I've been here for 13 years and I've met a lot of those people on the inside who have life sentences. And I'm thinking specifically of one who I was able to meet with in the Nebraska State Women's Prison. Her name was Jo. And she'd been incarcerated for over 40 years. You know, she got into a university program before the tablets and before Edovo. And she used that education as a way to kind of see herself more as somebody who is beyond the sentence that she was given. And again, everybody's reason and why is a little bit different, I think, for why they're learning. But to me, it's always that same kind of thing that we come back. It's giving somebody purpose and it's giving somebody the notion that there is somebody on the outside who cares about their betterment. Even if their physical life is restricted behind bars, their mental life doesn't need to be.
I want to end with a question we got from Romel at Sheridan Correctional Center. How do you see Edovo evolving in the next 5 years?
That's a good question. Our hope for the evolution of it is to really be a program that can grow to a point of official recognition in a lot of the institutions that we work within, and have that official recognition be something where somebody on the inside can know that the work that they're doing and the effort that they're putting in isn't just something to, you know, help their education and better themselves, but will be recognized formally and can help them get a sentence reduction, can help them get into a reentry program, can help them get housing post-release. Mm-hmm. So that would be my hope for it. And then that's the hope that we have as an organization right now with our current goals. 5 years from now, I'd love to answer that question again too, to see if we've made it and where we're at and what things have changed, hopefully for the better by then.
Mm-hmm. John Temponi is the Chief Creative Officer of Edovo, a nonprofit educational platform for people who are incarcerated. John, thank you.
Thank you.
If you're in a prison or jail, and you want to hear our extended interview featuring more questions from you that we couldn't get to on air, check out the PrisonCast Edovo page. We'll post it there in a couple of weeks. Time for another sound requested by somebody in prison. Joshua at Menard Correctional Center asked to hear sounds of the World Cup. He says he uses soccer to bond with his dad while he's locked up, chatting about Premier League and past World Cups. So last weekend, we headed to a big outdoor watch party in Aurora, Illinois, for the World Cup final between Spain and Argentina.
Who are you rooting for?
Spain.
If I were to choose, I'd say España.
Yes! Go Spain!
Argentina.
Argentina, ever since I was little.
We are from the same family, but we are supporting two different teams.
Honestly, we're trying to walk away from him because he's wearing the Argentina jersey.
I don't really blame him, because I would do the same thing.
I'm not surprised it's 0-0 right now, because they're both really great teams.
It's going to get better if a team scores.
It's called a vuvuzela. It's a naturalist noisemaker, and he is blowing it.
I literally told them since the first day that we're going to win, and everybody laughed at me, and here we are, so.
I told you Spain was going to win.
I'm happy for him. Yeah, no other choice.
It was rigged. The game was rigged.
Soccer fans celebrating or suffering after Spain's 1-0 victory in the World Cup final. Thanks to Joshua at Menard for that request. We're going to dig back into some music now with this request from Stacy Erica inside Illinois River Correctional Center. She dedicates this one, quote, to my wife who stands by my side as I live my truth, as best I can within IDOC, and to all my LGBTQ sisters and brothers, wherever they may be. We all deserve a place to be ourselves. It's Chapel Roan with Pink Pony Club.
I know you wanted me to stay, but I can't ignore the crazy visions of me in LA. And I heard that there's a special place where boys and girls can all be queens every single day. I'm having wicked dreams of leaving Tennessee. You Santa Monica, I swear it's calling me. Won't make my mama proud, it's gonna cause a scene. She sees her baby girl, I know she's gonna scream. God, what have you done? You're a pink pony girl, and you dance at the club, oh mama. I'm just having fun on the stage in my heels. It's where I belong.
I'm
good to me won't make my mama proud. It's gonna cause a scene. She sees her baby girl. I know she's gonna scream. Mind and mama, every Saturday I can hear your southern draw a thousand miles away saying, God, what have you done? You're a pink pony girl and you dance at the club. Oh, mama, I'm just having fun on the stage in my heels. It's where I belong.
That's Pink Pony Club by Chapel Roan here on Prison Cast. That song was requested by Stacey Erica inside Illinois River Correctional Center. And speaking of Illinois River, there's something kind of weird happening there. For a prison, there's a lot of talk of community, emotional intelligence, nurturing, support, and it's not just talk. It's focused in one wing in the prison, 3A. But the zeitgeist seems to be spreading. Prison Cast's Robert Wildebor recently visited the prison and saw it firsthand. I'm going to let Rob take it from here to explain what's going on.
So here's just one example of the kinds of things people were talking about at Illinois River Prison. This is a guy named Shahir Muhammad.
Being on the building blocks wing is actually harmonious. Everybody is lax, it's peaceful, it's community, which is being that inclusive.
There's talk of therapy, cognitive behavior, rehabilitation. It started when a bunch of guys had to be moved out of the maximum security prison at Stateville because the state was closing that 100-year-old facility. And Illinois River is medium security, so there were safety concerns. But Michael Sullivan says they were unfounded.
The culture that we came with, it was a more giving culture. They were surprised that guys from the max joint with these type of crimes have a giving culture.
A lot of the guys from Stateville had pretty good educations. Stateville is close to Chicago, so there were several programs where professors in the area would schlep out to the prison. For a lot of the incarcerated students, the fact that someone was investing in them, educating them, it was transformative.
We came with master's degrees. We have been trained in trauma. We've been trained in counseling.
Sullivan says they used their degrees to create a program called the Building Block, in which they all lived together on one cell block. And the more educated guys train the others, and they all learn together and encourage each other. The concept was actually started in another prison, but they created a version at Illinois River. People with long sentences, like many of the men who transferred from Stateville, they're often deprioritized for educational opportunities. The idea is that education should be focused on prepping people who are about to re-enter society. But Sullivan says he's an important example. He's got a life sentence, but he's not sitting still.
If a guy in prison that came from nothing and he could get his bachelor's degree, master's degree, and even have PhD aspirations going through this, kind of like let the young people see what's possible. Once they can see what's possible, oh, I can do that as well.
Testing. Welcome, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming.
In May, there was a ceremony in the gym for the first grads at Illinois River. Many of the men stepped up to a lectern to address their classmates.
Hello, everyone. My name is Johnny Aragon. First and foremost, I never imagined myself being up here speaking, or better yet, being part of the 3A building block.
But the way we measure success is through the personal narratives and transformation of our participants. Those who do the work.
Seeing guys getting their master's, bachelor's, and even pursuing their doctorate degrees has inspired me to further my education.
The men celebrated each other's successes, and they also thanked prison staff.
Thank you to the head of our clinical services, Mrs. Johnson.
They cheered for prison employees, sometimes wildly.
Head of Programs Counselor, Ms. Kaylin Barclay.
The inspirational speeches stretched on for almost 2 hours, and then certificates were presented.
Joshua Alexander. Gregory Amos. Johnny Aragon. Marcus Blackwell.
Yarmel Thomas is one of the guys who developed the building block program at Illinois River. He wrote to PrisonCast telling us about the way education had changed his life. Yarmel did the master's degree program through North Park University's seminary.
So I've been incarcerated 21 years, and a lot of that time, the prisons that I've been to, they didn't offer any educational programs to those of us that had long sentences because they put us at the bottom of the line. When I got to Stateville and I was afforded the opportunity for education, it opened my eyes to my own life and how unhealthy I thought about things, I thought about myself, which made me really start asking, getting to the why. Why did I do the things that I did? Once people start getting that, then they can start addressing it and begin to heal. Once they heal, they can help others heal around them.
Congrats again to all the graduates of the Building Block Program at Illinois River. We're going to be hearing more from them later in the show. We're also going to hear from Ronaldo Hudson, one of the founders of the Building Block Program. That story came from Robert Wildebor. Alex Keefe contributed reporting. We're going to take a quick break, but we've got more PrisonCast on the way from WBEZ Chicago and Illinois Public Radio. Still ahead, we have a follow-up on a recent investigation into Illinois' prison healthcare provider. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Marie. I am the mother of Kenneth, who is currently a resident at Hill Correctional Center in Galesburg. Kenny, remember, you're only passing through. Do not subscribe to the prison culture. You are not an inmate. You are not a convict. You are Kenneth, and you are loved, a father, a son, a sibling, and most importantly, you are God's child. Your mom loves you. Talk to you soon.